At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Because, like, there was, you know, some question marks of who the better team was, and, you know, just watching social media, it seemed like they thought they were better than us. So it was just nice to put our stamp on that, yeah, we're still the best team in this league. You know, we played them four times, including in the regular season, and we beat them three, and they beat us one at third place. So I think if there's any question mark who the best team was, we proved it tonight.
That's John Tavares on the Buffalo Bandits winning the NLL championship, his team. Is he... No. Do I even ask? It's a terrible question. I was going to say, is it possible he could surpass his resume as a player, as a coach? But I don't think so. I mean, he's the best player in the league's history.
What if he wins another championship next year?
That's the thing. Like, if he wins, you know, 5-6 championships as Bandits head coach, it's pretty good too. You know, for all the we'll get to some football here, but I wasn't here for the end of the Leaf season, right? I think that happened right beginning of last week, or even a little bit before that. But I don't think I'm here for it. So the beginnings of Mitch Marner watch, I'm not here for. Everybody, every Mitch Marner conversation goes the exact same way. You bring him up, and you go, man, be great. The Sabres can get him. I hope they're in on it. Hope they could get him. And then somebody logically goes, yeah, he's never coming here. And then what is the counter every single time to, oh, he'll never come here? The counter 100% of the time is, well, he's a Bills fan. What if Josh Allen's in the meeting? What if we give him season tickets? That's always the counter. Always the counter. And I'm not saying that it's impossible as my... I love that we're on YouTube now. You can see when my chair sinks all the way to the bottom. I got it back. Anyways, he's a Bills fan. It's not impossible he could be curious about the idea of playing here if he's such a big Bills fan. He's been to games, of course. He loves Josh Allen. I don't think it will be at all the determining factor to where he plays. But okay. John Tavares is also a free agent. Leafs John Tavares. I mean, we did this with him when he left the New York Islanders, didn't we? Like, hey, his uncle is a legend here. Maybe he could put in a good word. He's 35 now, and he's still pretty good. He's not the player he once was, but he's still pretty good. Although I would imagine he's more likely to sign back with the Leafs than he would be here. By the way, he actually might be about as good as the player he once was because he had the second most goals in his career last season. 38 goals, Tavares. I don't think he'll leave Toronto, though. He went home. He's from there. He'd probably be easier to sign than Marner, but
wasn't,
I don't know.
Wasn't it wild that they, like, the day after they lost, were like, yeah, Tavares is back, it's fine.
Yeah.
That seems really fast to make, like, that call for them.
It was an automatic
for them. Yeah, it was like locker room clean out. He comes down there and he says, I just had a great conversation with Berube and Tree Living. I'm encouraged. I think I'm going to be back next year.
Yeah. Well, I do want to get some football, but while we're on this, because I am very interested in what happens to them and these players and them losing again, the Leafs. Tavares also sees a decline in the playoffs.
Yes.
You know, like Marner and Matthews, less so Nylander because he's kind of figured it out. But Matthews and Marner get a lot of heat for you're not as good in the postseason as you are in the regular season. But the savvy veteran that's been a star for a long time, he played his first playoff games 13 years ago.
Yeah.
For the
Islanders. He's been to a final. Right, like all that stuff is.
Oh, he hasn't been to a
or
final.
Not final, a conference final, and
he doesn't produce. He's got, you know, his 82 game average in the postseason is 58 points.
Yeah, you need more out of conversation with all of those guys is essentially the same, aside from, like you said, Nylander's kind of gotten there.
He's done a lot better, but Tavares becomes Casey Mittelstadt in the playoffs.
Right. He turns into like kind of an okay guy that can't really skate. Like,
right.
You notice him being bad in the playoffs more, I think, because of the speed of the playoffs.
I read, and this can be, there's a connection point here to the Sabres and like what they should do, how they should act. I read a great piece from Travis Yost over the weekend about the Leafs faltering in the playoffs again. And a critical reason for that that doesn't often get mentioned. Because when you think of the Leafs over 10 years failing in the playoffs, what do you think of? You think of, well, they're soft, right?
Yeah.
They're small and they're soft and they're skilled. And for many of those years, I don't think this year this is true of, but for many of those years, they're not that good defensively. They're not that good in net. You know, like these things you need to win in the playoffs. And what Travis broke down is don't just stare at all the other stuff. Look at what they become offensively, and even more specifically what they would become on the power play.
Yeah. It's
No team sees a bigger decline from, this is over that decade, no team in the league sees a bigger decline from regular season to postseason on the power play than the Toronto Maple Leafs do.
Yeah.
It goes into a shell of itself.
It's such an interesting team in because it's so consistent. There's such a huge sample size. How rare is it to see this many years of the same group like that?
Mm-hmm.
Go do the same thing. Like, there are often teams in sports where you go, this is the story about this team, but really it probably only happened a couple times, right? The Leafs, it's been 8 years of them doing the same thing in the playoffs. So it's not they got unlucky this time. Like, you can't explain any of it away now. It's too many repeat offenses. So it is some systematic shortcoming or some roster construction issue. And I think a lot of it stems from they wanted to change the game fundamentally from, mm-hmm. you know, big, heavy, hard, everything's kind of slow, lumbering in the playoffs. They were like, no, we're gonna go and we're gonna be small and fast and we're gonna score more than everybody. And it works great when you're playing 30% of your games against teams like, you know, Buffalo or Anaheim or mm-hmm. teams that can't compete on that level in terms of skill and offensive output. But once you run into some teams that know how to combat that and know how to play that heavy lumbering style that they tried to get away from that stops the Maple Leafs' high-octane sort of vibe, that's where they run into problems, and that's why it's been so consistent, is they stuck with that philosophy. And this year felt like the first year they really tried to get away from that while still not entirely moving off of it with the core four, with Marner, with Matthews, with
those
guys.
That's where there is some overlap here because it's not just – defense and hitting and scrums after whistles. A lot, I feel like what the Panthers are kind of proving right now to an extent is that heavy style that they play. Sure, there's a mental warfare where you're the Hurricanes and you know every whistle you're just going to get bullied. You know, like they are just going to be, they're going to lean on you and they are going to get into it with you after every whistle and it's just going to exhaust you, this team. Because the Panthers just go line after line after line where they're so good on the ice and then they just want to beat the snot out of you after too. And they will.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
But another thing that makes the Panthers so good and valuable, you know, like, the Matthew Tkachuk trade gets so much credit for turning that organization around into what they've been, where they're going to go to their third straight finals in a row. Yep. But don't forget they also traded for Sam Reinhart that offseason.
Yeah.
And Sam Reinhart, you know, say what you will about him as a Saber. He was a very good Buffalo Saber. He has become one of the premier power play players in the league since he got to Florida. And that's really where I'm thinking about the Panthers recently and the Leafs and to make a connection to the Sabres on this. This was part of Travis's thesis in his article, is that there is a stronger, he's not alone in this, there are others, that maybe more than ever, there's a strong connection between how good is your power play and how much do you win.
Yep.
Because the Panthers, for all the, they're not winning 2-1 in all these games.
They're
some of them
smoking teams.
They have scored 5 or more goals 8 times in these playoffs.
Right.
Like, a lot of their physicality and they're so big and they have all these power forwards, is it allows them to produce offensively in the playoffs as much as it shuts teams down.
It creates space for you,
right,
for those players to do what they do, for a Sam Reinhart.
And their power play is awesome.
Exactly.
And it always has been.
Make you pay when you take a retaliatory penalty against Matthew Tkachuk because he's making your head fly off your shoulders.
Yep.
You go slash them, and then they're on the power play, and then they score, and then Tkachuk's laughing at you from the bench. And I think that contributes mentally to the way that they dominate teams, is you go, not only are we getting hammered by these guys every play on the wall, we're getting drilled, the forecheck, we can't get the puck out of our own zone. Even when we try and match their intensity and physicality level, A, we can't do it. B, when we do and we try and send a message with a penalty, oh, now you send out Sasha Barkov and Sam Reinhart to eat you alive. And that can be a daunting task for a team to look at and go, this is what we've got to do. There's a tight window for how we can beat this team.
Mm-hmm.
And one misstep, they'll make you pay in wherever you take one because they can do it anywhere. They don't let you score. They're going to keep you from getting anywhere near their net.
Yep.
You take a penalty, they'll make you pay. You want to play a 1-1 game, they'll do that. They can do anything. That team is incredible.
I hate to be a victim of recency bias, but I do feel like they're the most complete team I've ever seen. I don't want to say they're the best team I've ever seen, but where they have three lines deep that can score. I mean, that third line with Lundell and Marchand. And then the blue line, Nico Mikola might be, him and Forsling might be their best two defensemen. And they're like their fourth and fifth most famous defensemen.
Exactly.
And then Bobrovsky in goal. They have the star goalie.
And he's playing the best of his career, maybe, right now.
They really aren't missing anything. And that's not, you know, like when the Penguins win their cups, that's a great team. But no one would say they're six deep on the blue line.
Right.
No one would say they're this physical.
Was doing it all.
Yeah, he was playing 30 minutes a night in some of those games.
Same with Tampa when they went on their runs. Like, they had good D. Sergachev was awesome. Hedman was great. They didn't have.
Yeah.
I don't know that they had might a Mikola.
They might be the closest.
They were definitely, as to me, in my mind, as close as it gets.
Right.
No, nobody's been that dominant to where, like, Florida is just steamrolling teams.
And complete doesn't mean best, although it might be, you know.
You could argue it.
If they win the cup this year and they've made it 3 years in a row, I mean, you have the makings of one of the all-time teams. Now, I want to connect all this, though, to the Sabres a bit because – especially on Travis's thought about power play and the connection point between how much you win, not just in the, because in the playoffs, you almost could make the argument it's more important in the playoffs because you get so few opportunities because penalties aren't called all the time. When you get them, you got to score on them.
Yeah, special teams in the playoffs becomes paramount.
Right. It becomes more important. In the regular season, I mean, his idea and others that power play might mean more to winning than you think. The Sabres are a great example of that. I mean, looking back on their last couple of years, 24th in the league in power play this year, or this past season, 29th the year before, 9th the year before that. Doesn't that kind of sound about how those seasons went?
Right.
It's all connected.
And for 2 years now, they haven't been able to figure it out. So I don't think they're getting Mitch Marner. But when I think about ways that they could break the drought without spending to the cap, because I don't really expect them to do that, without getting Mitch Marner, because I don't really expect them to do that, without going out and getting a star goaltender, because I think they could use that, I don't expect them to do it. All these things that I think could help you get there, I don't expect. But one area, if you're just looking for, all right, if they can do it without, you know, with these shortcomings that we think they have, how could it happen? It's that. They have a year. Maybe even the personnel isn't totally different. But somehow they find their way to a top 10, even top 5 power play. But I think you're going to need one of two things to happen for that. You're going to have to go make a savvy investment somewhere in a player that's going to make that pop. Or somebody on your team's going to have to get 10 times better at it. Paterka, for years now, has been a great 5-on-5 player, and then it just hasn't...
It goes away.
It hasn't converted on the power play.
He gets too much time, and I think he just gets a little excited about making a fancier play, and it hasn't worked for
him. So maybe him? Maybe he's the guy that has a giant step to take on that unit, but...
How big of a role does coaching have to play in this? Like, I
probably a lot.
I think it's pretty significant. The way the teams operate on the power play is always evolving in the NHL at the NHL level. It's always evolving at the level that I coach at. So I know there's always things you can be doing to try and manufacture opportunities for your players that doesn't solely rely on them making a play.
Mm-hmm.
You can draw up a strategic plan of action to draw a player here, kick a puck up. Like, there are ways to manufacture looks in the NHL. It is done every game. You watch good power plays do it. Face-off plays are a huge part of the game that people don't entirely realize. And I think that there's a little bit of that missing from the Sabres, and that can really play a role in that too. I think you've got to know your strength, and you've got the talent to have a top-tier power play in the league. You have the defenseman to run it. You got two defensemen to run it if you want. You got three. Like,
You should
be cruising on that unit, and that's, you haven't been.
That's one other thing. You mentioned the three defensemen. There's one other thing I want to touch on real quick before we come up on a break and get to Steven Ellis. We'll talk some more hockey with him, then get back to football. Byram is a player that I believe is talented enough to play on a power play. But here, there just isn't really a need for it.
You just don't, yeah, you don't have the room.
So when I'm on vacation and I see, like, the least surprising headline I saw while I was away was Friedman saying the Sabres are gauging interest on the trade market for Bo Byram. Just everything is pointed to that. That, you know, either he doesn't want to be here, or even more so, it's been more about his role, I think.
That's the story.
He's coming up on a big contract, and in hockey, you're a defenseman. You want to make $8, $9 million a year. You got to have the points to match it. And Bo Byram, he was 15th in the NHL among defensemen in 5-on-5 points. So he did it in the minutes he played, but why does he end the season with 38 points instead of 58 points? Because he doesn't play on the power play.
Right.
So for me, I almost want to say I would be stunned if he played another game in a Buffalo Sabre uniform.
I agree with that. I think it makes too much sense for them to try and get an asset in an area that they actually have a need. Whereas this is a position of, not, I wouldn't even say strength. It's an overflow of what you have,
yeah,
in that archetype of defenseman. Puck mover, power play, not necessarily, you know, Darlene is more of a unique player, but power I think is similar in that they're not going to do a lot for you on your back end, but they will bring some points for your team, and you'll get a couple goals out of those guys. And I think it's redundant to have power, Darlene, and Byram on this team when you could probably get a pretty decent asset for a defenseman like Byram from a team that really needs that guy. Like, Edmonton always pops into my head for him.
Edmonton's a good one. I saw the Rangers were a team. Maybe Boston is another one. I don't care about trading him in the division, but the Bruins could use a guy like that. I do see value in him. Like, I think he's a good player.
I do too. I just don't think that it's...
You might be a little reliant, though, on your best defenseman.
Right.
And there's even value in that. Like, if you told me, well, this guy, when he plays with Darlene, you're going to get awesome results, I would say, well, I probably would get that with a few people, maybe a lot. But I don't want to just throw out the stat that I saw this weekend that the two defense pairings in the National Hockey League that were tied for the best goal differential in the league at plus 20 were Cale Makar and Devin Toews and Darlene and Byram. Tied for the best goal differential of any defense pair in the league. I would see value in him playing with Darlene.
There is, yeah, absolutely something to be said for that ability.
But what would you rather have right now? What's more important? What's more critical to place your value in? Darlene's partner or Power's partner? Because I have more evidence that Darlene can play with almost anybody.
Right.
And Power.
It's got to be Power.
You'd like to see Power play with a great partner.
100%.
So I'm not saying you could just flip one for one, but you trade Byram for some stuff over here, and then you flip something else to get a different type of guy over there. I don't think he's a bad player. I think there's value in having him, but I just think the writing's on the wall that it just kind of makes sense for everybody that a trade happened this offseason.
Right. It's the same reason he left Colorado. He was behind Makar, couldn't play on the power play. Let me get somewhere where I might have a chance to. And now he's in Buffalo and he's got the same situation.
So, two guys even.
Right. So why wouldn't he want to try and find his spot, find his home?
803-0550 is the phone number. A little more hockey when we come back. We're going to have Steven Ellison from Daily Faceoff. He was super glued to the World Championships. I want to get to him with him on how Tage really played and almost seemingly played like it was the NHL playoffs. So, one, what that does for his Olympic candidacy, but just thinking about Tage and, you know, big games, that being a real taste of big games for him and how he performed. So, we'll get to that with Steven Ellis when we come back here on WGR.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.